Hello, I'm Lord Lapson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God, your house, to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10, the word is nigh thee, even in your heart and your mouth, is the word of faith which I preach. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's the gospel. You believe it, you'll be saved. But I'm here to talk about prayer. About prayer. God has had me praying since 1970 for America, body of Christ, so forth. The last few months, I've noticed God has been using or causing me, my hands, to move a lot more than they used to. And I believe I have understanding that my hands are warring against the enemy. And Psalm 18, verse 34, I believe Kathy D. is going to read.
Psalm 18:34, He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms.
Now, I believe that's by the power of God. David was anointed to fight the battles for the Lord, as I am too. Anointed me to preach the gospel, and the gospel is power, the ability of God. So, when I'm speaking, I notice how my hands move, and I think that's uncharacteristic of me. I've never been that animated, but now I'm saying it's God in my hands warring against the enemy and even breaking arms of the enemy, destroying their armor, destroying their arsenal against me. Thank God. And that's done through prayer and faith, the gospel, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Also, I noticed God directing me more how to pray. It's right in front of my eyes. It's right in front of your eyes. Katie, would you read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 verses, I think.
1 Timothy 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, first, prayers, supplications, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Thank you. I have the same revelation the Apostle Paul had. Those scriptures right there are the same for me. I have the same ministry the Apostle Paul had. And notice, there's the types, the prayer, the way you pray, hold up holy hands without wrath and doubting. If you put your hands up and you're angry at some person, then you're not in the spirit. You may be angry at the devil. I don't know, but doubting. You cannot be angry and doubting when you're praying various kinds of prayer. Now, another thing that God has shown me, that's, and I've seen this for many years, how Jesus looked up to heaven, opened his eyes, and prayed. I'm telling you, this is something God is perfecting in me. KD's going to read several scriptures here, and then I'll talk some more. Can you?
The first one, Matthew 14:19. And he commanded the multitude to sit down in the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. Then John 17:17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. Then in Mark 7:34, and looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said unto them, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Psalm 28:2. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Psalm 63:4. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Psalm 119:48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Psalm 134:2. Lift up thy hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 141:2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting of my hands is the evening sacrifice.
Amen. You have Hebrews 12:11-12 there that you can read. This is in correction, when God is correcting you. And this is the way that you're not to act. This, when you're receiving correction, this is the way you're supposed to present yourself to God. Amen. It's not easy. It's hard when you're being corrected to lift up holy hands and their knees that are weak. Have you found it?
Yes. Hebrews 12:11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Verse 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which be lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed.
Amen. When you're being corrected, you lift up your hands, holy hands. You don't let them hang down. Droopy, borrow me, I feel so bad. I don't like this correction. Lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. Give praise to God. See, when you lift your hands up, and then your weak knees, and mine have been there. I've been everywhere here. I've done everything you shouldn't do. But I am more, moving more, doing everything you should do. How's that? And your weak knees. See, when your hands are down, you're not praying right. When your knees are weak, you're not walking in paths right. But lift up your hands and your weak knees and be healed. Is that what it says?
Let it rather be healed, yes.
Right. See, that's when you're being corrected. You'll say, oh, I feel so bad. God, I thought you loved me, Jesus. I thought you loved me. If you loved me, you wouldn't talk so tough to me. Aha. Yeah, you don't know what God will do. Shape up. Gird up your loins. Act like a man. Act like a woman, and accept your correction, and be subject to the Father of in subjection to the Father of spirits, and live. Pray, God is correcting me. Stand, sit down. Oh, now there's a place in Samuel where David came and sat before the Lord. That's my passage. What the word is, he sat before the Lord. Past tense, see? But that's what you do. You sit before the Lord. And I do that a lot. You can do that praying. That's what I do more. And I love to walk. I love to walk. I don't like to put my hands up. The arms get tired. It takes work to do that. And to walk is much easier than sitting before God and praying with your hands up, praising God. Oh, much easier to walk looking down to the ground. God's in heaven. He's not the ground. Oh, God is showing me more and more Look up to heaven. Open your eyes. Talk to God. Put your hands up. Talk to God. Talk to the Lord Jesus. Talk to the Father. Don't bow down. Look at the dirt. Are you praying to the dirt? Don't look at some silly altar. Are you praying altar? Look up to God. Look up to heaven. Thank God. Praise Him. That's perfect type kind of praying. Up out of strength. God bless you. This is Lord Davidson from his office in his home, Plano. Good night.